Joining us over the phone this morning is Coach Jessica Moretti with the Mountain View Girls Basketball Program. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We very much appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time this morning and talking a bit about the Buffs and how their season's going.
Absolutely. No problem at all.
So just starting right there, right now, the latest WildPreps.com coaches and media poll, your girls are ranked number 2. You got a 7-3 record. Kind of give us a status of your team at this point in the season from a coach's standpoint.
Sure. The number 2 ranking, you know, I don't necessarily like to have a target on our back, but it is what it is. You know, my girls, they work hard. The beginning of before Christmas, we didn't necessarily struggle. We played some really good teams. You know, we took a loss to Green River, took a loss to Riverton, and then Cokeville. You know, they're small team, small school, but they have a great program. And I also, we didn't have Casey Bugis in with us. She was in a cast for the first month. And so last weekend, you know, we worked her back into the program. And, we come out with a 3-0, win on the weekend last weekend that, pushed us up on those rankings. So.
You know, Coach, you mentioned Casey Bugis coming back, and it's amazing what one player can do on a team like that. But I'm just looking at some of the stats here from Wild Preps, and Bugis looks like she's probably one of your better three-point shooters, and so that's got to be a big deal for your offensively, especially be able to stretch the floor and shoot outside.
Yeah, absolutely. She does. She adds that extra dimension for us. When you look at our scoring, you know, we have a lot of, I think I've got 5 girls that score really well on any given game. And so, you know, that makes it hard to know who you're going to defend, who you're going to try to take away. And so she does, it helps us, just to be able to do exactly just that.
Well, I also think that the rankings tend to skew a little higher because of the tradition that Mountain View's had. The Mountain View girls, they've been good for years and years and years. And that's just an expectation that they're going to be one of the top teams every year, year in and year out.
You know, I said that too. We've talked to my coaches about that. You know, it's before season even starts, and we were ranked either number four or number five, and we lost 5 seniors last year. And so you're exactly right. I think, you know, that's out of respect and just that consistency that we have built in this program for sure.
Coach Jessica Moretti joining us from Mountain View Girls Basketball this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. Well, Coach Moretti, on your schedule this weekend, Evanston tonight, that's, always when you go up against the bigger schools, that's always a game you look forward to. And then, you know, Star Valley used to be a conference game for you, and you're hosting the Lady Braves tomorrow. What do you see out of Evanston and Star Valley this weekend for your team?
Oh, I think it's awesome. I think it's a great test for our kids. You know, it makes them feel like they have to step up no matter who it is we're playing. I think that they do a really good job of stepping up and knowing what the expectation is. Our expectation in any coach, you know, it's to win these games this weekend. I expect them to be very intense. Both Evanston and Star Valley both have great defense, very good defensive teams. And so, that's something that we've got to make sure that we can break down offensively and push the ball when we need to. And I hope we find ourselves on top after both games this weekend.
What are some of the aspects of your team to this point for the Lady Buffs that you're pleased with? And then what are some things as a staff that you'd like to see improve, from now and then obviously as you enter into conference play?
Oh, absolutely. Honestly, one of the things we've really been focusing on over Christmas break and into now is really buckling down on our defense on our end. You know, having a young crew and really new all on the floor except for Haley Stevens. That was something that we just weren't real happy with our numbers on that side of the ball. And so we've really buckled down on that. And so we were able to, you know, last weekend we averaged holding teams on average to 36 points a game. Which is right where, you know, we want to be. We want to be under 40. That's always our goal, you know, year in and year out. And then, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, I think, we score well. Not all the time, but we struggled against Worland in our scoring for sure. But I would say our offense is getting better. The kids remembering all the plays and all the systems that are put out there. that's hard for, you know, for them to have to take in as many systems as high school coaches and especially at the varsity level expect. So that is getting better. I feel like our offense is just getting better and better.
Coach,
but defensively, that's what we've been really focusing on to get better at.
Coach Dow and I will both be in Mountain View tomorrow to cover the Star Valley Mountain View game. And I think when you look at venues across the West, I think Mountain View has one of the best home court advantages in Western Wyoming. And I don't know if it's because of the unique gym that you have or the crowd, but it's always hard for teams to win in Mountain View. What do you think is the biggest advantage for the Buffaloes in that gym?
Oh man, I think our gym's the best in the state. It's awesome. It's a great atmosphere. You know, it's like the crowd is right above you. It's that dome, everything echoes, you know, in those games when we do get packed gyms in there, you know, the kids, it's hard for them to hear. It just creates a great environment. We've said year in and year out too that it's almost better than a state championship environment, you know, because you're in the arena and it's all spread out, but in there it's just loud. I think it really brings a lot of excitement to the kids, and on both sides that there's always some great games in there.
Well, I nicknamed it the sauna years ago, because when it's full, which it usually is, it gets mighty hot in there, and then there's some pressure, and it's a great venue, and it's got some unique characteristics. You know, there's some space behind the backboards a little more, and like you said, that's just I think sometimes teams can shoot well there, and then sometimes teams are like, where's the basket?
Yeah. It is. It's a great space. We love having home games, that's for sure.
Well, Coach Moretti, thank you so much for your time today. Anything about your program or your team that you wanted to mention this morning that we missed?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, bottom line is I think here locally, you know, we don't ever know from year to year, and especially, you know, I guess our fans, what to expect this year. And so we've actually been a nice surprise, I think, for our local followers, just because we're, you know, you get all new out there on the floor and you don't know what to expect. So we're off to a great start. I'm happy about it.
Well, good luck tonight against Evanston. We'll see you tomorrow against Star Valley.